from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad that you're joining us for our 15-minute gospel program this morning. The Reverend James Porter is our preacher today, and he's turning our thoughts to Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 and letting the Bible speak on the theme, God's Great Salvation. But before we hear the message, let's listen to these words in song. Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae sing The Old Rugged Cross.
Bible reading today is just one verse. It is the words of Acts chapter 4, verse 12, where it says, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This verse was spoken by the Apostle Peter during the time of the early New Testament church. In speaking such words, he was addressing the religious dignitaries of his day, and in speaking to them, he is dealing with the great theme of God's so great salvation. And it is this same great theme that I want you to consider with me today. For in this verse, Peter reminds us of five very important lessons regarding God's wonderful plan of salvation. First of all, Peter tells us that salvation is something that is absolutely necessary, for he says, we must be saved. Yes, we all must be saved, or we all need to be saved, because by nature we are not saved already. Instead, because of our sins, by nature and practice, we are lost. We are like the sheep of a coin, or the sun, in that great parable of Luke chapter 15. Did not Christ say, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost? We are all lost, hell-deserving sinners. This is why we must be saved. Also, we must be saved because we cannot save ourselves. Man can do absolutely nothing to blot out his sin. He can do nothing to deliver himself from the power and penalty of his sin in his life. There is nothing that he can do by way of self that will ensure him a place in heaven. Like a drowning man, he is totally helpless and hopeless to save himself. If he is to be saved, then his salvation must come from someone outside of himself. This is why the prophet cried out in John chapter 3, verse 9, "Salvation is of the Lord." Then we must be saved because God has planned salvation for us. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5, it says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law." And in the light of those words, it must be said that if we did not need to be saved, then God would not have sent his Son into the world to provide salvation for us. There would have been no virgin birth at Bethlehem. There would have been no cruel death on the cross of Calvary. No, it must be said, God planned and fulfilled all of this because we must be saved. Secondly, Peter teaches us that salvation is something that is absolutely necessary here and now. Notice how he mentions the words under heaven. He says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." These two words remind the sinner that he can only receive salvation on this side of eternity. There is no such thing as you missing salvation in this life and receiving it in the next life. There is no such place as limbo land, a place where someone supposedly goes when they die, and then from that place they make it into heaven. No, if ever you are to enter heaven, then you must experience salvation here and now. Remember how Christ said to the dying thief, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." That very day his soul went to heaven because he had received God's salvation here on earth. Recall also how Christ said of the rich man in Luke chapter 16, that he died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. The day he died he went immediately to hell because he rejected God's salvation here on earth. Yes, each one of us need to be saved here and now. This is why the scriptures say, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Thirdly, Peter tells us that there is only one way of salvation. For he says, "Neither is there salvation in any other." And with those words, Peter is speaking directly about Christ, one whom in Acts chapter 4, verse 10 is called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is why Jesus Christ himself said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Again, in the book of Isaiah, he says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." As you listen today, may you realize that there is only one way to experience God's salvation. That is through Christ and none other. Just as there is only one main route from Dublin to Belfast, so there is only one true way for you to reach heaven. That way is by faith in Christ and his finished work upon the cross. Now, if your car is broken down, you'll take it to the nearest mechanic for him to fix it. Likewise, whenever you're sick and needing medical attention, you will go to the doctor. Likewise, if you're longing for God's salvation in your heart and life today, then you must go to Christ, for he is the only one that can save you. For he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." But fourthly, Peter tells us that salvation is offered to all. Notice the words "given among men." In this verse we read, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." God's salvation has been offered to all. There are no racial barriers, for all races are invited to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither are there any social barriers, nor are there any financial or even age barriers, because the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Also, it must be said that there are no moral barriers, No matter how far down in the mire of sin a person may go, they repent of their sin and call by faith upon Christ for salvation, he will save them. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. The children's course says, see means children all may come. O means old folks, no more young. M means middle-aged mum and dad. E means everybody, good or bad, whoever you are. Salvation is offered to you today through faith in Christ. But then finally, Peter tells us that salvation is absolutely free. Notice how he uses the word given. He says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This word shows us that salvation through Christ is a gift to the sinner from God. A gift is something that we do not pay for. All we can do is either receive it or reject it. During the Christmas season, people gave us gifts of one kind or another. And for those gifts to become our own property, all we had to do was receive them. Likewise, salvation is a free gift from God to the sinner. You and I cannot buy salvation by the keeping of certain religious rites or ceremonies. Titus 3 verse 5 tells us, not by works of righteousness which we have done. Also, we cannot buy salvation by paying into our church. For again, the Bible tells us that we are redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold. Also, we cannot buy salvation by trying to live a good life. For Ephesians 2 verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. No, God offers salvation freely to us, because it has been purchased once and for all by the atoning death of Christ upon the cross. As the hymn writer says, Jesus paid it all. Speaking of this very work of Christ, Hebrews 9 verse 26 says, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. By his perfect sinless sacrifice, he satisfied God's justice, and purchased salvation for all who will receive it by faith in Christ. You still have not experienced God's salvation in your life. May you come now by faith to Christ, acknowledging your sin, and he will save you. Yes, he will forgive all your sin, set you on the path that leads to heaven. Speaking of Christ, the hymn writer said, rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. May this be your testimony. Thank you for joining with us, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's programme. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.